7. Shit. But whatever. Stuff that had to get done got done. It was good. It was good that I was there to do that stuff and have the conversations I had. But I just have such limited time before I have to leave. I just want to get home and try to enjoy it. You know, for as much as there was no traffic coming in this morning, there's a bunch of fucking traffic now. And it's like 7. Like, none of these people should be out here. Why are you driving cars? You should have left hours ago. All you fuckers fucking leave work at like 3 on Fridays to go do whatever dumb shit. Oh, well. I just want to be home. Next time this light turns green, I'll finally be able to go, I think. Oh, that guy. Everything about that guy. His fancy hat. His fucking beard. Okay, light screen. Why? What? You're going straight. Why the fuck? What? All right, let's see what's on the radio. I guess my iPod reset again. Bus shaped like a boat. Are they talking? That whole thing sounds like a nightmare. It's like a duck. It's like an amphibious vehicle. A boat with wheels driving around, like a tour bus thing. I just don't know what water they go in that thing. Around here. Kind of cool if they just fucking haul ass off a pier, hit a ramp and land in the water and just go. This time. That clicker game on Steam seems shitty. Like, I don't know how the sales are unlocked through it or how that any of that part works. I just mean, like, there have been some good games like that, and, like, that one's got that idea of having multiple players or whatever, but it just fucking sucks. Like, the interface is bad for, you know, quickly unlocking things and getting back to clicking. The numbers you would want to see. It's a bad click. Go, you know, like, look at Clicker Heroes. Look at how the UI is laid out in Clicker Heroes. Now that's a game. Okay, how am I going to do this without killing any bikers today? It's going to be like this, I guess. Okay. Yeah, right.
Nope.
messing around with the YouTube streaming stuff. I think we're going to do it at E3. We are going to do it at E3. But I don't know. We'll probably be back on Twitch here and there. You know, I think there was some promotional stuff that GameSpot is doing with YouTube for E3, I think. And I was like, hey, maybe we can piggyback on that. Get some more people to watch. I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. Like, how's that? It's no, like, YouTube versus Twitch, blah, 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 blah. So, like, eh, you know, maybe it makes sense to do this for this thing. And, you know, maybe we'll be back on Twitch next time we do a free live show. It's just, we pretty much just use our own player for just about everything anyway, so. It's funny, this YouTube, like, game stuff is, like, is weird because, like, people are, like, psyched, but then, like, remember that, like, YouTube's content ID stuff has been, like, really shitty for, you know, people doing video game content, you know, it's been, like, that stuff's been weird. You know, stuff, Nintendo, like that. Your platforms for streaming stuff are without fault. Restrictions and all stuff. A little YouTube kicks. On YouTube's E3, during E3, on when... I don't know if I'm back on or if it's still buffering or whatever. I drove through the zone. Okay. Good to know. Quake the motherfucking ruckus! Quake the motherfucking ruckus! Quake the motherfucking ruckus! Quake the motherfucking ruckus! Go space, catch the blast of a hype burst. My clock burst, leaving a hearse. I did burst, I come rough. Jump like an elephant tusk. Your head rough, fly like Egyptian musk. That guy's all, I've got a bag and I'm wearing a tie and I'm running with my bag. Yeah. It's a lot of weird traffic for it being this, for it being like late on a Friday. It's kind of strange how much traffic there is. I'm not too into this. Anyway, yeah, I mean, it's almost unfortunate that all this YouTube stuff, like, Twitch competition happened, like, you know. Like, we're just kind of doing our thing and decided to do some YouTube stuff. Like, it's, we're not picking sides or whatever, like. If anything, it makes sense for us to probably try to stream on everything. At the same time, we don't have the bandwidth for that when we are on location, so. So we have to make some choices about where we stream out to, so. Is Nintendo still weird on YouTube? Yeah, I think so. I think so. Well, like, the box that we stream out of, like, the hardware that we stream out of can go to multiple services and stuff. We just don't do very many free live streams right now, and I want to get back to that, you know? It's just hard. I mean, it's especially been hard, like, getting ready for E3 and trying to do that stuff. With that Wednesday show, we've been doing it here and there. So, yeah, I want to figure out, like, having one free live show a week. I think that'd be cool. I just got to figure out, you know. How do we schedule that in? Is there something we stop doing to make room for that on the schedule? You know, just to make sure we can produce it, or, you know, how do we spend our time? That's always the thought, right? Like, we want to do more cool shit. All right, well, we're already doing a lot of shit, so what's the least cool shit we're currently doing? Should we replace that with some cooler shit? Oh, should we listen to Little Debbie rap? Should we listen to Little Debbie? I might have to listen to this. Reinvigorate me with the fucking power of some of the worst rapping you've ever fucking heard. I mean, you know, nothing wrong with riffraff, but...
Sometimes I feel lost like a runaway. Read over the diary. Read while I stay getting richer.
I think about having a
Yeah, I'd love to have some.
Here's the thing with America, man. People hate America.
Traffic, kind of cruising at decent speeds, like relaxing, you know? We'll be right back.
better. Mr. Strong better.
Yeah, let's see.
So, you listen to me.
After September 11th, things really got weird because we didn't...
I was in Minneapolis and I was...
Hey, show, you're on the air.
Hey, is this Tom?
It is Tom.
This shit is tomorrow. There's something kind of freeing about the process, right? You spend all this time booking for this show, like getting this stuff ready, like tons of meetings about logistics and when's the truck get here, when do we need to be here, what time does a live stream have to be up and running, and you know, what are we redesigning the page for E3? What does that look like? How many more of this does it need? You know, there's a lot of different, like, questions that get asked and answered and stuff along the way, and it's stressful, and it's like parts of it are a hassle. And that's when you see people complain about E3, that's a big part of it, is that like the shit that goes into making it all happen sucks. I imagine if you're making a game demo, it's even worse, right? You're doing all this work just for E3, you're like fucking busting your ass. But at some point, that work is done. And like for me, like that's where I start to get some satisfaction, a little bit of solace in that once all the stuff's done, it's going to happen whether you're completely ready or not. And you do all you can do. And then at some point, shit starts moving and it does not stop for 4 days. And either you're going to be able to handle that or you're not, you know? Like, it's sort of, you know, the big live show is the same way. Like, planning it and all that stuff, like, I hate it. But once it's like, okay, this is happening, like, sit down here, turn these cameras on. Like, from there, it's like, okay, this is where I'm, like, comfortable or whatever. Like, fucking knock it out. Like, there's no time to plan. It's just happening, and you make calls on the fly, and fucking when things go wrong, you're like, all right, well, here's what we're doing instead. Let's go. You know, you don't have time to fucking get mad if things go wrong, and stuff just happens. And generally speaking, it feels good. And so, like, I'm kind of on the precipice of that, where there's one thing specifically that's, like, really nagging, because it's, like, it's one last thing that I need to, like, book and text somebody and be like, is this time cool? And I'm sure, you know, it'll be like, yes, of course, it's totally fine. But I haven't done it yet, so it's hanging over my head. I'm like, fuck, shit. But, you know, like, we're past the point, you know? We're past the point, so it's just sort of whatever, we're doing this show. We'll do it as well as we can. Things will go wrong, we'll adapt. Things will not go wrong, and that'll be cool. And we'll see some great people and some cool stuff along the way. But I still really like doing it, you know? Like, the logistics become, like, slightly more frustrating every year in a way, because it's like, it's just, even when you're doing the same thing you did the year before, there's a certain, like, all right, well, we still have to go through this again and make sure, like, we can't fucking slack on it. Like, make sure we're putting all this stuff through its paces. I think the industry could use it. The big games business could use some more reasons to get excited. Because all the smaller games are stealing a lot of that excitement. I'd like to see that balance out a little bit better, you know? I was a little bummed out today, like, hearing kind of, like, confirmation, like solid confirmation the crackdown was going to be there. Like, what the fuck? Like, what is that trend? What is the trend of like, hey, we've got games. Oh, no, we've got games. We're just not going to bring them. Like Zelda, Scalebound, Crackdown, Quantum Break. You know, like, what? What's going on? I played a fair amount of that weird Crackdown game that was only on Windows Phone. Like, it used kind of real locations and was not Ingress, but not entirely unlike Ingress, I guess, in some form. I don't know. I remember that being, like, okay for a handful of days. But it was supposed to unlock stuff in, I guess, Crackdown 2, right? It would have come out of the time of Crackdown 2. And I don't know that I ever got that to work. They shut that down, that Crackdown game. At some point, they had servers running for it, turned them all off. I don't think I ever got all the achievements in it. Now you're just like, you're sort of boned or whatever. Yeah, I remember taking my SIM card out of my, it was like over like Christmas break that year or something. I took my SIM card out of my iPhone and put it into a Windows phone that Microsoft had sent. And, yeah, boy. I I mean, I'm sure they've come a long way with Windows Phone since then, but Windows Phone 7, when they first rolled that stuff out, what a fucking wasteland. It's like a handful of ideas you were like, I see that maybe there's something useful there. Okay, I get it. But shit. So much of it was so weak. And just like the app market has to have gotten better, but like, just in terms of what's available, but I'm sure it's still probably missing some stuff that would seem pretty key. Yeah, you know, I've heard people say nice things about the current Windows phones, all those Lumias or whatever. I don't know. At some point, it doesn't matter. You know, there's a lot of people who get all defensive about one type of phone over another or whatever. Like, yeah, you know, there are going to be feature differences, and, you know, you probably want to be on a platform that has, like, a lot of app development, because you never know when something new comes out that you're going to want or need or something, I guess. But fuck, also, who cares? I think about what I use my phone for. It's like, I look at Twitter. I look at Tumblr. I occasionally check email. I text people. And I play Quiz Up. And I have way more stuff installed, but never fucking use any of it. It's like, who cares? Like, every time I'd go to, the App Store, it's like, hey, there are 8 things for you to update. I was like, fucking, oh, good, they added a mode to that Mortal Kombat X game that I'm never going to play again. Quiz Up's funny. They added a ton of social stuff to it. Like, it was just, like, a pretty standard, like, little competitive trivia thing. It was like, oh, this is cool. And they rolled out a big update. And now you can, like, follow people and post, like, every topic in their trivia game has a wall now that you can post garbage to. And if you are following the topic, you get all that garbage. So it's, like, people fucking bragging about winning in video game category, or, like, you know, taking pictures of people getting questions wrong that they think are easy and go like, look at this idiot, whoa, what a dope. And I was like, fuck you, you dick. I do quite well in the video games category in that thing. Typically I do all right. I do all right, but less all right in the hip-hop category. I do all right in the wrestling category. But sometimes you have to decipher what the fuck someone is trying to ask in their question, because it's a lot of user-written questions, I think, and some of them just are sloppy. I actually fucking got all in a huff and reported a question yesterday. It was like, what the fuck was it? It was like, in Mario Brothers, what does the green toad house do? And the answer was, like, give you an extra life. Like, give you, it's a one-up. I just fucking responded and said, alright, first of all, it's a fucking mushroom, not a toad house. And second of all, It's Super Mario Brothers, not Mario Brothers. Mario Brothers is a different goddamn game. And then I submitted that and felt like a real dipshit. But there you go. I'm helping. Toad House. Fuck me. Some of that stuff's really dumb. Like the in the hip hop category, like the question will be like, which artist sung the song "Going Back to Cali"? And then, like, it'll have a picture attached to it, and the picture is of LL Cool J. And you're just like, well, I mean, I already knew it was LL Cool J, but fucking, what the fuck? Like, just change the question to, who is this? Who is this rapper? The wrestling, there's another wrestling category called Name the Wrestler that is literally that. And it's like, the question is like, who's the master of the sharpshooter? And then it's a picture of Bret Hart. And you're just like, well, fucking, come on. Like, make it sort of challenging, right? Which wrestler considers himself Mr. WrestleMania? Oh, look at this. It's just a picture of Shawn Michaels here. Don't mind that. I don't know. Why would that be there? Anyway, here's four answers. It's just stupid. Probably. There's a fucking zillion categories in that thing. Like, they have, like, a Kanye West category. You know, they get pretty specific with shit if you want to go there. I had a moment where I felt slightly dumb and maybe a little old the other day because I went into the retro games category and there was a Sonic the Hedgehog question in there, and for a second I was like, I thought this was fucking retro games. What the fuck, Sonic the Hedgehog? And I was like, oh yeah, I guess that's pretty fucking old now, huh? There was, like, sandwiched between, like, questions about Zaxxon and shit. So when I think about old-ass games, yeah, Zaxxon. That was, like, 83. It's an old fucking game. Sonic the Hedgehog. But they're still making those. Somehow. I guess that's one of those things that, like, everyone had to deal with classic rock, right? Like, the idea that you can turn on a classic rock station and they might be playing Pearl Jam. And you're like, no, 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 don't, no. Just put on the Steve Miller Band. That's classic rock. Satellite radio actually makes a distinction. They have two classic rock stations. Well, I mean, they have a bunch, but, like, they're two that try to cover different eras of classic rock. So, like, one is, what is it? One is classic vinyl, and one is classic rewind, and then the rewind one is, like, it's from the cassette era of classic rock. And you're like, okay, that's a distinction, I understand that, that's sensible. But, like, jumbling it all together and then adding new stuff to your classic rock station, while, like, makes sense in a way, like, also, I think classic rock has become a specific period and doesn't expand out of that period, or kind of shouldn't, and you need to make a second station for your second era of classic rock. I think they're doing it right. That makes sense to me. Like, you wouldn't have, like, an 80s station that plays, like, you know, you wouldn't be like, here's, like, I don't know, but Born in the USA on a classic rock station, you know? Or you shouldn't, I guess, is what I'm saying. I'm sure plenty of places do exactly that, but... like, you turn on a classic rock station because you're like, put on Lynyrd Skynyrd or some other fucking white bread guitar rock shit that I can listen to and kind of stick my teeth out a little bit more. Yeah, man, it's a good riff or whatever. The Who, I don't know. Not Def Leppard. That's a totally different thing. Sometimes I want to hear some Def Leppard. But it's not the same thing. It's like Photograph is not the same thing. Old school rap is the same exact situation. Where it's like, old school rap is like, that stops at, like, I don't know. What? 86? 87? But, like, 88, that's a different era. There's shit fucking happening in 88. This is different. Anyway, these are just some of the fucking topics you can hear tomorrow when I drive to Los Angeles with a posse. So what is it? It's 8 o'clock now, so... like, I'll probably be on the road in... ...13 hours. Oh, maybe that's a friendly way for you to think about it wherever your time zone is, but... about 9 a.m. Pacific... tomorrow. And, I'll be picking people up... and driving. So... it'll be fun. I'll get gas. I'll get my car washed... Before we hit the dirty road, it'll be a good time. So, yeah, come, join. We'll be right here tomorrow, I guess. So, you know, fucking, like, follow and subscribe and shit, you know? See ya.